I got a call. Would I like to come and finish out of school where the teacher had quit? And I was tickled to death because with two funerals and during the Depression, it took every dime that we had, or Dad had, to bury Mom and sister. Okay? They told me I'd have to have overshoes and I'd have to go in on a sled because the snow was so deep. And where I taught was up here above Arlington, up in the mountains. And so I had the experience of finding out what kind of people we had for businessmen in this town. I went to one store and I said, "Mr. F, I have a school. I'm going to get $60 a month. But I said, they tell me I have to have overshoes, and I don't have any. I have no money to pay for overshoes. The only thing I can do is promise to pay you as soon as I can get the money to you. Because I said, I'm going in on a sled, and I don't know when I'll be out. Maybe not until May, but I'll pay you." He said, "Well, I can only let you have it for 30-day credit." And I said, "Well, I just can't promise you. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know that I can get it to you." So we had another grocery store, and this old man Well, he liked his liquor, but he had a heart as big as, you know, heart. And so I went to him and I said, "Mr. I've got a school. I've got to have overshoes because I'll have to walk from the place I'm going to board and room to the schoolhouse, and I can't do it with just moccasins on or shoes on." So he said, "Lottie, go in there in that box and find you a pair of overshoes that you can wear. You take them." And he said, "You tell your dad that if there's anything that he needs in the line of food, he's got credit with me as long as he wants it."
Good man.
Wasn't he a wonderful man? And everybody talked about him being an old drunkard and everything, but boy, he sure had a spot in my heart that...
Yeah. I don't think you mentioned you were born right here in town.
No, I was born at the hospital in Laramie. Uh-huh. And then from there...
And
I went to the ranch.
The date for that, of your birth?
My birthday was September the 19th, 1914.
Uh-huh. So you have lived in the county here all of your life?
Not really all of my life. I have lived here most of my life. I've always kept my voting record here. I have gone at times. One winter we went down and took care of Louis' dad's business while they went on vacation. And then another time we went to California because Louis couldn't find work here then, and he went out there and worked in the shipyards for a couple of years. And then we came back, and I guess that was the last of our times away from Rock River.
Okay, I see. And your family's lived here in this county for how many generations? Two?
Yeah.
Two generations.
Uh-huh. See, we had... all those kids, and I stayed here till the youngest one graduated from high school.
Now, did I ask you about your social contacts?
What was my social you mean what organizations right now I belong to? Of course, the first right now, and most important is that I'm a senior citizen, belong to the senior citizens here. And then I belong to the VFW, and right now, that's about all. And, of course, I help out at school, but that's about all the social deals I have right now. I can't even go to town very often because I can't leave my husband.
Let me go over a few terms here. Okay. Now, you've talked about your mother and your father. Did you have other names for them that you called them when you were growing up?
Oh, my, no. We had respect for my dad and mother, and we never called them Jane or Fanny or Doc
like
the children now. No, we always said Dad and Mother.
Never Mom.